All right, so we're on Daf Tzadi Vav tonight. Tzadi Vav. All right, let's focus. So I'll pick up on Tzadi Vav and Aleph around 8 lines down. Remember, we spoke yesterday about the halachot that relate to the Tumah of Kelim. It was sort of like a semi-side issue. If a keli has a hole in it, so it loses its status as level of Tumah. So Rava had five dinim. Rava taught five dinim with the kelim. So let's see back in the Gemara. We're up to around this the eighth line. It's there's an asterisk on the beginning of the line. It says Amar Rav Chinana. So on Sadi Vavanav 96a around the eighth line. Okay, so the Gemara says Amar Rav Chinana Bar Kahana. Rav Chinana Bar Kahana. Oh, did Ruth Seif didn't make it in tonight? All right. Okay, so Amar Rav Chinana Bar Kahana, Mishmei Reb Lezer. Fern, could you do me a favor? Could you contact Ruth Seif? She called me, she had difficulty getting on. Can you just see? I'm sorry to bother you, okay? All right, so he says, Amar Rav Chinana Bar Kahana, Mishmei Reb Lezer, Kli Cheres Shiro Kamotzi Zeitim. He says, the Kli Cheres, the Shir is Kamotzi Zeitim, meaning if the Kli Cheres, if the olives, fall out of it. It has a hole the size of an olive, so it's not Mekabel Tumah anymore. So this is different than what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned that even though it's the size of an olive, nevertheless, if you're miyachided for rimonim, you're designated for rimonim, so it's still Mekabel Tumah. Here it says across the board. Umar Kashisha Bered the Rabba Masayim Ba Mishmeid Reb Lezer. Mar Kashish, the son of Rabba, he can he. So we quoted a halacha named Reb Lezer, and Mar Kashisha says. There's more to add on what Reb Lezer said. He says, "Vahrehein kichlei galalim uklei avanim uklei." That, in other words, if the earthenware vessel has a hole in it the size of a kezayit, so it's not mekabel tumah, and it's not mekabel. It's just like clay galalim. That's dung kalim, uklei avanim like stone kalim, and uklei adama like earthenware kalim made from the earth. She'ein mekabel and tumah lo midirei tovah and lo midirei sofrim. For the din of tzamid patil, we said that sometimes the keli could be not a keli anymore, but it could still block the tumah in ohel hamet. So for that, they hold ad shifachei perubo till like the most of it, would be opened. So there are shinuim here from what Rava had said. Again, so here the Gemara is learning that of a keli, an earthenware keli. Malka, I can only see the top of your scalp. Can you lower it a little bit? Anyway, thank you. So if a keli has a hole in it the size of a gazayas, so they're learning that it's not makabel tuma. It has loses its tuma anymore. Rava learned even though it has a hole the size of a gazayas, but if you're miyake the keli for rimonim, so it could still hold on to tuma. And then in samid patil. If you remember, we had two shiurim from Rava. So here it says, Ad shifachei peruba, that most of it is opened up. All right, that's the piece from that Gemara. Okay, any questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, Hadron lachamatznia. All right, now we're going back to the dinim of Hotza'a. So now we're in Perek HaZorek. Perek HaZorek is, I think, like in yeshivas, they, I think, learn it with the first Perek. And it was the first nine prakim and the Masech that deal with Hotza'a. And then Zorek also deals with Hotza'a, so you would learn both in tandem with one another. So Zorek is, let's say, the mission is going to open up with Zorek from Rashut HaYachid to Rashut HaRabim. So if I carry something from Rashut HaYachid to Rashut HaRabim, that's the Malacha Deraisa of Hotza'a. Hotza'a, I'm taking it out from the Rashut HaYachid to the Rashut HaRabim. If I'm Zorek, let's say I have a ball, I throw the ball. That's a tolda. That's a tolda. In other words, both are getting the chefetz from point A to point B, but in one I've totally detached myself from the chefetz. All right. So let's see back in the Gemara. Hazorik mirshud yachid the rishud rabim. If a person throws, I'm in the rishud yachid, and I throw a ball into the rishus rabim, the rishud, or I throw from the rishud rabim to the rishud yachid, which is hachnasa. So do I do hotza'a or hachnasa, but I'm doing it with zrika. In other words, I'm doing zrika in both instances. Hotza is really carrying something out. Hachnasa, carrying something in. Yeah, I shouldn't have used hachnasa before, but I'm doing zrika with both. So he says chayav. So he's chayav. That's a malacha d'oraisa from the Torah. I think that's pretty well, sort of, we'll see what's doing. Now we have a little bit of a much more nuanced case. Let's say I throw something from one Rishud HaYachid to another Rishud HaYachid, and there's Rishud HaRabim in the middle. Now, on a Torah level, let's say I have my Rishud HaYachid, and my neighbor has Rishud HaYachid right next door. So if I take a chefza from my Rishud HaYachid and I put it in his Rishud HaYachid, I don't violate the Torah in terms of Hotza'ah, because I'm just taking from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. Okay, that's the piece with that. But here the fly in the ointment is that there's Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza, meaning imagine you have Rishus HaRabim, you have the public thoroughfare. Imagine middle, we'll say, let's assume for argument's sake that Middle Neck Road would be Rishus HaRabim. So I'm on one side of the Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, and I throw a ball to a Rishus HaYachid on the other side of the street. But it goes through the Rishus HaRabim. Now, the Gemara tomorrow is going to have different ways to understand this Mishnah, what the Machloket is. So I'm going to learn one way now, but tomorrow we'll see a different way of learning. All right? So one way to understand this is we're talking about where I'm throwing a Cheftza and it stays within 10 Tfachim of the ground. 10 Tfachim is, we know, like 40 inches. So it stays within 10 Tfachim of the ground. So again, so the Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva Machayev Chachamim Potrim. Rabbi Kiva says you're chayev for Hotza'ah and the Chachamim Patri you. So Rabbi Kiva has an idea which we'll see in the Gemara, which we've had before. Kluta Kmi Shohun Chadamya. There's an idea that if I have a Cheftza, but it's totally surrounded by the Rishus, in other words, it's in the air, but it's totally. Now the Rishus of Rabbim only goes up to 10 Tfachim. Above 10 Tfachim is not the Rishus HaRabim anymore. So if it's in the Rishus HaRabim, that's Kami Shahuncha. It's totally enveloped by the Rishus HaRabim. We view it as if it's come to rest in the Rishus HaRabim. Mela, according to the Tana Rabbi Akiva, I'm Chayef for Hotzah. Okay? He says, and the Chachamim say I'm Patur. Now we have Ketzad over here. So Tosfos says the word Ketzad doesn't belong here. And there's different ways of learning, again, with this Mishnah. But I'm going to learn that this part of the Mishnah could be a Liba Dekuli Alma. And we're talking about a situation now where it's above 10 Tfachim. Okay? So now I'm going to throw something or transfer something above 10 Tfachim. So the Gemara says, Ketzad, Shtei Gzus Tra'od, Zu Keneged Zu, Bereshut HaRabim. Let's say I have two patios, one opposite the other. So again, the same situation or similar to what we had earlier. Before I had two houses on each side of the Rishus HaRabim. Now I've got two elevated patios above 10 Tfachim. So each balcony is Rishus HaYachid. Each balcony is Rishus HaYachid because it's Arba al Arba, and he's 10 Tfachim high. The barrier is around it. It's Rishus HaYachid. And I throw a Cheftza. What do I do here? He says, Moshit Vazorik Mizuzu Patur. Moshit means I extend something out. If I could, it's hard to imagine being able to reach over 16 Amot, but I extend the Cheftza out, or I'm Zorik the Cheftza out. So in either instance, the Talmud Mishnah learns that I'm Patur. And I'm Patur. We'll see. He says, then the Mizuzu Patur. Now, the Gemara is going to explain, we don't know this yet. We learned all the malachot from the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan, there were different examples of Hotza'ah. Levium, when they would take apart the Mishkan, they had four wagons. And we read about them in last week's Parshat Naso. It mentions Agalal Shnei Asim Ashur Le'Echad. So the four wagons would be lined up two abreast, and so two in front and two behind. Now, in the Mishkan, when they're disassembling the Mishkan, let's focus on the krashim. The krashim with the beams, they're going to put the beams in the wagon. So they would take apart the Mishkan, right? And then they would put a beam in the wagon, and then the Levium would extend their hands and extend the beam to the forward wagon. So there are two wagons in the rear, two wagons in the front. So now the wagons are Rishus HaYachid. the space between the wagons is Rosh Hasharabim. So Levium would be transferring the Krashim from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim. That's called Hoshata. I'm extending my hand, and it's going over the Rosh Hasharabim. Now, the Gemara takes it, though, there's a difference between doing it in the forward or lateral. They would never do it laterally. They would never do it to the side. They would always do it to the forward. All right, and we're just getting into this, so you got to be a little patient with this, all right? So let's see. So the Gemara takes it that if, so I'm in the Rosh Hasharabim, and then there's another balcony in the other Rosh Hasharabim. So if I'm Zorek or extend my hand laterally across the street, I'm Patur, is what the Gemara says. He says, Hayushtein B'diuta Achad, but if both Rosh Hasharabim were B'diuta Achad, they're on the same floor on the same side of the street. So I have one balcony on the same side of the street with me. Let's say, again, Middle Neck Road. So let's say we're all on the side of the Young Israel of the Great Neck, and I extend from one Rosh Hasharabim to another Rosh Hasharabim, but I'm in a balcony. Hamoshid v'azorik mizuzu. I'm sorry, Hayushtein B'diuta Achad, Hamoshid v'chayav v'azorik patur. So then Moshit will be chayav, because that's what the Levim did. That's goof of what the Levim did, right? They extended the Krashim over the Rosh Hasharabim. But for Hazorek, if I throw it, I'm Patur. Okay, and we'll have to get into it slowly, all right? He says, Shekach haita avodat Levim, shteir lo zuach harzu Rosh Hasharabim. That's the way the Levim did their avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, I should say. They had two wagons, you know, each abreast of the other one. And the Rosh Hasharabim, Moshitina Krashim Yizuzu of Olozorkin, they would extend the Krashim from the rear wagons to the forward wagons, but they would never throw them. All right, let's go slowly with this. All right, let me do a little Rashi and say help. I wonder where Yosef is tonight. I wonder if he had trouble getting on. All right, one second. Fern, I am sorry to bother you. If I give you Yosef's telephone number, can you just give him a quick call? Is it too much for you? Okay, it's coming. Let me see. He's Rahmani. Let me see where he is here. One second. I have him here somewhere. One second. Yeah. Okay, you ready? 516-655-3084. All right? Okay, thank you. All right. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, let's do the Rashi on this. And I'm okay, so if you look at the Rashi, Patur, it says four lines above where it gets wide in the Gemara. Sadi Baba Manal, 96a in the Rashi, the narrow Rashi's four lines above where it gets wide. Patur, Shlomatzinu Zrikav Hoshatav Melechan Mishkan, Rosh Hasharabim, Verucha Rosh Rabim Afsik Beinehem. He says, we never find in the Mishkan Zrika or Hoshata. Zrika is when I throw the object, Hoshata, I extend my arm out. We never find that in the Mishkan with, like, laterally, you know, like with Rosh Hasharabim Be'emtza. Shloita avodat al-Levim kach, lo shik krashim mi'agalala agashim sida. Levim never extended the beams to the next door, wagon. They only did that with the wagon in front of it. They never threw it, but they extended it to the wagon in front of it. The Bnei Merari, who are, you know, they're doing that type of work, they had four wagons. They're carrying the beams. They're doing, like, you know, two abreast. He says, Kirminun Bigamara, Ukshayu Porkin at a Mishkan, Laton al ha'agalot, when they would take apart the Mishkan and then load up the krashim on the wagons, he says, Hayu ma'amidin ha'agalot kiderech alichatan. They would line up the wagons like the way they're doing it, which is shtayim zuitzazu, samuch l'mishkan, near the Mishkan, ushtayim zu itzazu lifnehem, derech alichatan, la'orech rishad arabim. In other words, they have two rear wagons, two forward wagons lined up. Like, in other words, think of the Rosh Hasharabim like a road, like to go that way. He says, "She wrote him l'halech achar amud hanan, halech l'fnehem." They want to follow the anan. The anan is in the cloud. They want to follow the cloud. He says, "Uporke amishkani moshitin akrashim lotan shal shtei ha'agalot asmuchot l'mishkan." The people who are taking part the Mishkan would extend the beams to the rear wagons. Behin moshitin lotan shal shtei ha'agalot asmuchot l'mishkan. And then they would in turn extend the beams to the forward wagons. They had no need to extend to the lateral wagon. Shaharei shtein smuchol the porkei mishkan, because the two are near the people taking apart the mishkan. All right, let's just summarize a little bit what we did. All right, and there's a lot here. So we were introduced to a couple of different concepts in our Mishnah. So the first concept we had is zrika. So we've spoken about, you know, hotsan hachnasa in the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Hotzah is I'm taking from the Rishud HaYachid, I'm carrying from the Rishud HaYachid to the Rishud HaRabim. That's Hotzah. And if I'm taking from the Rishud HaRabim to the Rishud HaYachid, that's Hachnasa. But now the Mishnah introduced the idea of Zrika, throwing, all right? That's the simple case of Zrika, not the fancy case of Zrika, Zrika. And Zrika, we said, is a tolda. Zrika is a tolda of Hotzah, all right? Then we had the more complicated case of throwing from one Rishud HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid with the Rishus HaRabim in the middle. So this will be discussion tomorrow, what the Machloket is. But whatever the Machloket is, we learned that it's Machloket between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva says you're Chayev, and Chachamim say you're Patur. So one way to understand the Machloket, which is the way I explained the Mishnah, is we're talking about throwing within 10 tefachim of the ground. So if I take a ball and I throw it from one Rosh HaSiyachid across the street to another Rosh HaSiyachid, and the ball never leaves the 10 tefachim from the ground, then and under those circumstances, Rabbi Akiva says, I'm chayiv for Otsan Shabbat, because not that I took from Rosh HaSiyachid to Rosh HaSiyachid, in essence, I did from Rosh HaSiyachid to Rosh HaRabim, because he holds kluta k'mishahun chadamya, that if something is surrounded by the Rishus, so then it's like as if it came to rest in the Rishus, and we'll see more about that tomorrow night. Okay, and the Chachamim, in this way I'm explaining it, disagree with that. All right, then we discussed a situation where we have the way I'm explaining it, and we'll see more tomorrow night, where it's above 10 tefachim from the ground. Above 10 tefachim from the ground. So then, if I'm Zorek or I'm Moshit across the street, everybody agrees that I'm Patur from that. Then everybody agrees on Patur from that. But if it's on the same side of the street, so then everybody will agree, if I'm Moshid, I'm Chayiv. I'm Moshid, I'll be Chayiv, because that's similar to the Malacha that took place in the Mishkan with the Levium. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? What's up, Fern?
Does this have any implication for the person who receives it?
We have,
in other words, you're Zorek to me, you're Moshid to me. What's my liability, if any?
Well, it depends. If you're totally passive, then no liability. But if you're active and you sort of like intercept and take it, then it becomes the shnayim shesa'ua. Then it's two people doing the malacha, right?
If you throw it to me and I just catch it.
Let's leave the other person out of it. Let's say I'm Zorek and it lands in the other patio. I'm Moshit and I drop it in the other patio. Okay, let's leave it like that and leave the other person out of it. Okay, so let's say
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
So when you're throwing it from within 10 tefachim, and it's Rabbi Akiva, so he says you're over because you're going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. But then again, you're going again from Rosh Hashanah Rabin to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Is it twice right. You're over?
Yeah, Lachora would be right. Lachora would be two of a road. Lachora. I have to look into it, but Lachora.
Oh, wait,
was... two of us, right? And that's what I was thinking. Maybe two of us. And the other thing is the reason why everyone agrees that it's Patur when you're above the 10 tefachim is because above 10 tefachim is a karmelis. What is the air? What is the avir? Karmelis?
No. I think above 10 tefachim is makom patur. Makom patur.
Okay.
All right.
Wait. Now I have a question.
Right.
You said something about moshit, right? But what if you don't take your hand out of your private domain and out of the private domain, right? Because the moshit is when you take your hand out to the public domain.
Hoshata means here. You know, could you put the camera lower so I could see you, Malcolm, please? Okay, thank you so much. A little bit lower. Okay, now thank you. Now it's much nicer. Okay, now hoshata means I just extend my. You listening, Malka?
Yes.
Okay, I'm in, let's take the Levium. I'm in one wagon. I have the beam in my hand. I extend the beam over the Rosh Hasharabim into the next Rosh Hasharabim. That's being motion. I'm causing...
Wait, in other words,
I don't lose contact with the Chefza. And the Chefza doesn't leave my hand till it drops in the other Rosh Hasharabim, but my action is causing it to travel over the Rosh Hasharabim. That's Hoshata, right?
Right. Yes, but the question was, you said something about, so there's an issue of whether you throw it into from a private balcony to a private balcony, but is that without taking your hand into the public domain, right? Without Hoshita.
In other words, you're talking about being Moshit. So Moshit, in my hand, it doesn't matter if my hand goes there or not. In other words, I'm causing the Chefza to go through, standing over it and resting over there. That's what it is. All right?
Okay. Yep, thanks.
All right. Okay, let's go on. Okay, now we're on. Were you able to contact Yosef, by the way, Fern, or not? I can't hear you. Wait, you got to unmute yourself.
Okay, I'm doing that.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I called him and left a message. He didn't pick up.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it very much, Fern.
And I missed the Rashi, but okay.
Oh, let's give us a... All right, let me just repeat the Rashi for Fern because she missed the Rashi. So Rashi was saying that in the Mishkan, the Levium would take apart the Mishkan and they would pass the Krashim. They had four wagons lined two and two. And they would take it apart and pass it to the rear wagons, and the rear wagons would pass it to the forward wagons. And the wagons are Rosh Hasharabim, and the space between the wagons is Rosh Hasharabim. That's basically what we learned in Rashi. All right, okay.
I have a question. If Zrika was never done in the Mishkan.
Yeah. All right, we're going to see. Let's just be patient. Okay. All right, let's take a look. Okay, so now let's turn on Amud Beis. Okay, the top line. On Sadi Vavim Beis. Everybody with me? Okay, Gemara. Now, we said, and we spoke about Zrika, we had the fancy case of Zrika and the simple case of Zrika. So the simple case of Zrika, I'm Zorek from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim, or from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim. Okay? Just two Rishuyos, not with Rosh Hasharabim and Rosh Hasharabim in the middle. So Michti, Zrika told of the Hotzahi. So the Gemara says Zrika is a told of Hotzah, and we've discussed again that the Malachot, we have the Avot, and the Avot are the ones that were in the Mishkan. And then we have the Toldot. Remember, the Toldot are similar either in Tachlit or Pu'ula to the Av, right? So the Gemara says Zrika is a Toldot of Hotzah. In other words, it's similar. It does the same Tachlis. The Pu'ula is a little different, right? The Pu'ula is different. One I'm carrying and one I'm throwing. But the Tachlis is the same. I get an object from point A to point B. It goes from Rishus A to Rishus B. Hotzah gufa hecha ktivas. So the Gemara says, where do I find that Hotzah is written in the Torah? Let's look at Tosfos, the top Tosfos on the right. So he says, Hotzah gufa hecha ktivas. Va'afogav shaitab mishkan, even though it was in the Mishkan, kedamar heim horidu krashim yagala v'chulei, we just said that they took the krashim down and they passed it from one to another, this, that, the other. He says, Mikomakom, Ilav Dichtiv, Lohav Machaivolo, Lafisha Malacha Gruahi, Kitipirashin Lael. So Tosfos says, the Gemara is asking, where is it written? Remember that Hotza'ah, according to the Balei Tosfot, is a Malacha Grua, an inferior Malacha, right? Because all the other Malachot, they're changing the Cheftza, and this, the Cheftza, remains the same. So Hotza'ah is in a whole different, it's like a horse of a different color. It's a whole different, it's clearly distinct from the other 38 malachot. So the Gemara says, so where is Hotzah itself? Let's just move to Hotzah. Where is Hotzah written in the Torah? So the Gemara says, Amar B'Yochanan Damar Krah, Vaisav Moshe B'Aviru Kol B'Machaneh, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a proclamation, and they announced, he says, now the Pasuk reads, they said, he said, don't bring any more contributions to the Mishkan. And then the Torah says they had enough already. So the Gemara says, Moshe Heichan Havayativ. Where was Moshe located? So the Gemara says, B'machane Leviyah. He's in Machane Leviyah. U'machane Leviyah, Rishut HaRabim Havoi. So the Gemara assumes, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu has his tent in Machane Leviyah. In other words, there's an encampment and there's a, you know, a floor plan. I'm sure you've seen it from the Machanot. Everybody, every shevet has a place where to be encamped. And then in the middle of the camps, you have the Mishkan. Then surrounding it, you have a zone for Leviyim. And surrounding that, for all of the Shvatim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Machane Leviyah, the middle camp. So he has his tent, but he's asking everybody to bring the contributions. So they're going to bring the contributions and leave it outside his tent. That's what we assume. So the Gemara says, "Machane Leviyah should have rabim haboy." But Kamar Hul Yisrael, so he, Moshe Rabbeinu, was saying to Klal Yisrael, "Lo tapiku b'teitu mirshuda yachid didhu mirshuda rabim." Today it's Shabbos. I don't want you to bring from your rishus yachid to the rishus rabim because you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do Hotzan Shabbat. And if you do it, you'd be doing Hotzan Shabbat. So the Gemara says, "V'maydib Shabbat koi." How do you know that when he said that, it was Shabbos? How do you know that the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos? Dilma b'chol kai. Maybe he's talking during the week. Don't bring any more. We have enough. So how do you know that there's an Indian of Hotzan Shabbat? So he says, "Umishum d'shlim ala malacha." And maybe that it was taking place during the week, and he was just saying, don't bring because we have too much already. He says, "Kidichti b'amalachai tadayam gomer." They had enough materials. So the Gemara says, "Gamar ha'avara ha'avara miyom kipurim." There's a gzera shava. It says here that Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'machaneh, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a proclamation. Vayaviru Kol B'machaneh is like passing a proclamation through the camp. And it says by Yom Kippur, it says, "Ktiv Hacha Vayaviru Kol B'machaneh, Ktiv Hatam V'havar Tashofar Trua." It says in the beginning of Parshas Behar that you'll blow the shofar in the Yovel year on Yom Kippurim, right? And there's V'havar Tashofar Trua. You know, "Biyom Kippurim tabiru shofar b'chol aretzachem." So the Beis Din is mitzuvah to blow a shofar in the Jubilee year, the 50th year. It says, so by viru kol, so he says, "Vavartar shofar tura mala halon biyom asur afkan biyom asur." So just like that ha'avara is talking about a day with prohibitions of malacha, i.e. Yom Kippur, so too, our Pasuk is talking about a day of prohibitions, and what the Gemara figures is Shabbos. That's what the Gemara is doing, right? Because this is taking place after Yom Kippur, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Yom Kippur and then commands him about it. So it's taking place after Yom Kippur. It's not on Yom Kippur, but it's on Shabbat. And when you have the same or similar words in two Pesukim and you have a Mesorah, it's Gzeira Shabbat, which is what we have here. So the Gemara says, "Ashkan Hotza." Okay, so now you proved it to me. You're right. The Torah writes down the Malacha of Hotza. So that were good. Hachnasa Manalan. But now there's another Malacha that's Hachnasa. Now Hotza is taken from the Rishud Yachid to the Rishud Rabim. And then there's a Malacha taken from the Rishud Rabim to the Rishud Yachid. Where do we know that from? So the Gemara says, "Svarahi." It's logical. Michti mi Rishud Rishud hu. You're going from one Rishud to another Rishud. Mali apuki mali ayuli. What's the difference of a motzi or a machnis? So the Gemara says, all right, let me pause for a second. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, let's keep moving. All right, now the Gemara says, miu hotza av hachnasa tolda. The Gemara says, but at the end of the day, hotza is the av malacha, right? Because hotza, that was clearly in the malacha of Mishkan, when they're bringing their contributions to the Mishkan, hachnasa, which is bringing from the rishus rabim to rishus yachid, that's a tolda. He says umichti ahamachayev ahamachayev. So either way, I'm chayev for either one, right? Either one, I have, you know, a chiyuv chatat, chiyuv skila. If I violate either one, amai kari lo hay av, amai kari lo hay tolda. Why is one called an av? Why is one called a tolda? So the Gemara says, nafkamina, there is a nafkamina, the Gemara says, between whether something's an av or a tolda. An av means like a father. In other words, that's the main category, tolda the generations. So he says there is a nafkamina. The avich te avot bahade adade. If he does two avot, which are unconnected from one another, bahade adade. It doesn't mean he does them simultaneously, but even if he does it with a lapse of awareness, in other words, it's Shabbos, and he forgets that, you know, planting is not allowed, and he forgets that writing is not allowed, and he does both, and before he realizes either one, he's done both. Inami shtei toldot b'hadei adadei, or he does two unrelated toldot, you know, also with the same lapse, even with the same lapse of awareness, mechayev tarti. So then he'll be chayev to korbanot chatat. The avid avid told the day, but if he does an av and it's tolda, right, let's say, for example, I plant a seed, I plant grass in the ground, and then I water the lawn, right? So water is a tolda of zoreya. So I do the watering, and I do the, so I plant, and I do the water the lawn, and I didn't realize, I forgot that they're both prohibited on Shabbat. L'machayev elachad. I'm only chayev one korban chatat, as we did already in Klal Gadol. It should be a review. Okay, so that's a nafkamina between an av and a tolda. Now the Gemara says, Reb Lezer, the machayev a tolda makom av. Now, the Tana Reb Lezer says that even if I did an av and a tolda, and they're both from the same, the toldas in the same category as the av, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, I'm machayev for both of them. I'm machayev for both of them, not like we said before. So am I karula av, am I karula tolda? So according to Reb Lezer, what difference would there be between an av and a tolda? So the Gemara says, Hachta avai b'mishkan chashiva karula av. So Reb Lezer will say that which was a prominent malacha in the Mishkan, we're going to call an av, right? So here, by hotza'ah, you know, bringing the contributions from Rosh HaSiyachid, I'm in my tent, you're in your tent, and everybody's in their own tent, and they're bringing their contributions to the Rosh HaRabim near Moshe Rabbeinu, that's very prominent by the Mishkan, right? That's front and center. He says, Hach to lo avai b'mishkan chashiva, that which was not so prominent by the Mishkan, lo kari la'av, he doesn't call it an av. Or, inami, or else I could say, hach tichtiv kari av, that here, at least when it comes to the malachat hotza'a, that which is written in the psukim, we're going to call an av. Bahai lo ktiva, which is hachnasa, that's not written in the psukim, that I just learned logically, kari tolda. All right, let's just pause for a second. Yosef, welcome to, I'm glad you're here, Yosef. I was worried about you, and I asked Fern to call you because I didn't see you. All right. Anyway, welcome. Yeah, and you have to thank Fern as well. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything that we have done so far? We're on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, around 20 lines down. We're around 12 lines above where it gets wide. All right?
Everybody good? Is the tolda something that was done in the Beit HaMikdash, or is it something that flows from it that it's, wasn't done, or could it be either?
It could be either. That's what the Gemara said. In other words, one second. There's something here about it.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either, because you said some of them were only prominent things that were done in the Beit HaMikdash were considered av.
Yeah. So he
but
says,
what were they called otherwise?
Okay, just one minute. All right, just one minute. If you look in the art scroll on footnote 24, so he says that he says they did have hachnasa in the Mishkan. They had hachnasa when I'm bringing from the Rosh HaRabim, I'm putting it on the wagon. But that wasn't so prominent. It was like here, the Torah describes the contributions, the whole bit. So it could be sometimes the toldah could be there, but more often the toldahs are not in the Mishkan. We have the zillion toldahs, like, you know, the Yerushalmi that says, I think Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, I think they found 39 toldahs for every Av Malacha. So there are a lot of toldahs. So most toldahs were not in the Mishkan. But here by Hotza'ah, the Gemara is saying that which was chashuv, in other words, it could have been there, but that which was more chashuv, call it av. The other one we're going to call a tolda. Okay, what did you want to say, Yamalka?
No, I agree. I think a toldo is, as you said, you called it a generation, so it would stem from the av, but then right. You said there were some things that were not prominent, and therefore they would not be called an av. What are they called?
Okay, a tolda. Anyway, in other words, the Gemara says that which was prominent in the Mishkan, we're going to call an av. That which was not so prominent, we're going to call a tolda. So frequently the tolda is not in the Mishkan at all. But by Hotza'ah, we see already that there were some things that were in the Mishkan. Like we said, Levium, they're taking the Krashim from the Rosh HaRabim and putting it in their wagons, which is Yachid. So it is there, but it's not so prominent, and it's like Torah doesn't describe it so much, and it's not such a significant act in terms of the totality. In other words, like building the Mishkan is a big, you know, prominent thing, and the Torah speaks about it. So that's what the Gemara wants to say. All right, let me go further. All right, now, okay, so we're around 12 lines above where it gets wide on Sadi Vav Amud Beis. Okay, now we're going to talk about this aspect of being Zorek. Now, we're going to quote a Mishnah. This Mishnah is on Daf Kuf, coming up in Daf Yomi. V'hadetnam, we learn in the Mishnah, HaZorek Arba Amud B'Kotel L'mala Me'asar Tzfachim K'Zorek Ba'Avir. Let's say I'm standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and I have a sticky fig cake in my hand, and I take sticky fig cake and I throw it against the wall, and sticky fig cake attaches itself to the surface of the wall, but it attaches itself above 10 tefachim. Now we know above 10 tefachim is not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the sticky fig cake is not resting on Rosh Hashanah Yachid either, because the recess of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, if it would be on top of the wall, that might be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If the wall is like 4 tefachim thick, and you know, 4 tefachim, at least 4 tefachim length, that could be Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but it's sticking on the face of the wall. So let's see back in the Mishnah. So it says,
You're standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim?
I'm in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and I pick up my sticky fig cake, and I throw it. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, he says, V'hadetnan, hazorik arba amot bekotel, means I throw it 4 amot, right? That's the malacha, ma'avir dalet amot in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but I'm not carrying it, I'm throwing it. He says, l'malo me'asar tzfachim k'zorik ba'avir. That's like I threw it in the air, meaning I didn't do a malacha then, right? Because it didn't come to rest in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He says, l'mata me'asar tzfachim, if I throw it, and now it's below 10 tzfachim, Kizorik ba'aretz. That's like I threw it on the ground. Ba'zorik ba'aretz arba amot chayav. If a person throws something, let's say I have a ball, I'm sitting in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and I throw the ball and it goes 4 amot and it comes to rest Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I'm chayav. So now the Gemara says Zarak arba Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in Alan. So again, we spoke about, you got to like tease out each case. We had Zrika in the beginning of the Gemara from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim through Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and we said that's a tolda of Hotza'a. And then we said, where do we know Hotza'a from? And then we had also Hachnasa, and then Zorek is a tolda. Zorek's a tolda. Now, we're talking about, I'm staying in the same Rosh Hashanah. Just, in other words, we have really three cases now, right? Here, I'm staying in the same Rosh Hashanah, and I'm throwing a Cheftza. Then we had throwing from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and vice versa. And then we had in the Mishnah throwing from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the middle, with three Rishuyos. So here, the Gemara says, Zarak Arba Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in Alan de Mechayev. How do I know if I throw something, Dalet Amar, in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that I'm Chayev for that? So Amar Rabbi Yoshia Shekain, and he's going to say that we have this in the Mishkan as well. Shekain orge yiriot, the people who would weave the yiriot or the curtains, zorkin machatem zelaze, they throw their needles one to another. Here you need they fling the needles. So there was zorek arba amot and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay, so you got to make sure you're not on the receiving end of that needle. Now the Gemara says orgin machatem lamaluhu. So the Gemara says, Organ machin lamaluhu. If I'm weaving, what do I need a needle? Weaving, I'm working on a loom, right? I got the warp, the wisheti and the air of the warp and the weft threads, right? I'm weaving one with another. I don't use my needle for weaving. So he says, Elosh came tofri yiriot zorkin machin zilazet. So Gemara revises his answer, says that the people who embroider it, they're like, you know, they're sewing in a design in the yiriot. So they would be throwing the needles one to another. The Gemara says, Vidilma, Gabi Adadi Habu Yafe. So the Gemara says, how do you know that they were Dalet Amot away from each other? Maybe they'd all be sitting near one another. So the Gemara says, Matu Hadade B'machtin. Then they'd be sticking each other with their needles. I'm sewing, you're sewing. It doesn't make sense. They'll be on top of each other. The Gemara says, Dilma Batoch Arba Habu Yafe. So the Gemara says, In Achinami, they're not in within one Amma of each other, but they could be within Dalet Amot of each other. We're trying to prove you're throwing, again, we know already, right? The Mishnah said, we said most of you should have should, but the Malacha is Mavir Dalet Amot. Let's see, look. So Ella, so when we see Ella, you know, right, what does it mean, Fern, when you see Ella? Right, that's it, Michael. Right, press delete and go on. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Elo Amrav Chista Shkain Ore Yiriod Zorkin Buchyar Biyiria." He says the people who would weave the curtains, they throw the buchyar. The buchyar is the shuttle. Remember, you have the loom, and then he's got the shuttle like going between the threads, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So it says they would throw the shuttle, Biyiria. In other words, they throw it. So this is Valo Ogdo Biado. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Like, he holds it in his hand and he does it. He doesn't throw it. So the Gemara says, Beniska Batra. In that when he's finally done, he'll throw it. In other words, the last step, he'll throw it, and now I'm done with it. So the Gemara says, Vahabamakom Patur Ka'azla. The Gemara says, the place where that's located, which is in the loom, is a makom patur. That's what the Gemara says, a makom patur. So the Gemara says, Ella, again, we have another Ella. Shkin Orge Yiriot Zorkin Buchyar L'Shoalein. So the Gemara says that the people who weave the curtains through the shuttle to people who wanted to borrow it. In other words, here, like I'm one weaver and you're another weaver. And he says to me, do you have a shuttle? And here you go. I throw it to him. He says, Vidilma Gabi Adabi Habiyafe. But maybe they were, you know, sitting near one another. So Matu Hadadi Bechefet. So the Gemara says, one second. So he says that they would interfere with one another. In other words, if it were near each other, that would interfere with our weaving. Maybe they were staggered. You know, they could be near each other, but staggered, so they won't. But two, in addition to which, do they even borrow from one another? Vatani Luda. Luda teaches the following braisa. Ish ish mimlachto asherhem osim. The pasuk says each person did his malacha mimlachto osim malachet chaveiro. Means everybody does his own malacha, everybody has their own kalim for their own malacha, and nobody is borrowing kalim from one another. Let's just see the Rashi on that. Look at Rashi. Everybody had all their tools. Nobody needs to borrow anything in the Mishkan. So again, we're trying to find out, how do I know Zrika in the Rosh Hashanah? That's what we're trying to find out. How do I know Zrika in the Rosh Hashanah? Where do I know that from? But two, Mavir Arba Moshe Rabbi Menalan to Mechayev. In addition to which, the Gemara says, how do I even know that Mavir Arba Moshe Rosh Hashanah is Chayev? Mavir is when I carry the object Dad Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. So there must be some other source. Ella, call Arba.
Right, so we did that one already.
Wait, please. Let's remember. Okay, just wait till I finish. Okay, and I'll open it up. All right. So the Gemara says, Ella, call Arba Amar Shad Rabim Gemara Gemirila. So the Gemara says that everything related to Dalet Amot in the Rishus Rabim is a Mesorah. And as we have a Mesorah, that's prohibited, and you can't do it on Shabbat. The now one second with this. So. All right, now let me explain again. So this is what the Rav Konigsberg, the Rosh Hashiva YU, he said it to me once. In other words, the malacha is motzi rishut rishut. I take from one rishut to another rishut. So I take from rishut yachid to rishut rabim. I got that. From rishut rabim to rishut yachid, I got that. What's mavir dalat amo rishut rabim? So again, Chazal teaches arba amo shalom konal abuchol makom. Like there's a radius around me of Dalet Amos. That's my rishus. So I have certain dinim in that area. Like sometimes I can acquire a chefza that's with my Dalet Amos. So if I take a chefza from where I'm standing and I go another Dalet Amos, I've totally left my original rishus. You understand? In other words, it's sort of imaginary, but in other words, I'm standing in the rishus of Rabim. There's like a circle around me. And now I go Dalet Amot, now I'm at the end of the circle A, and now I'm in a circle B. So now I've taken from one Rishus to another Rishus. You have it? So again, so the Gemara says that there's a Mesorah that the Mavir Dalet Amot, so the Rishus of Rabim is a Malacha. That's what the Gemara answers. Okay, now it's time for questions, comments, and thoughts.
So you really haven't changed your Rishut in terms of Rishut HaRabim to Rishut HaYachid.
Right. Rishut HaRabim is Rishus HaRabim. But conceptually, I have changed my Rishus. Because for certain dinim, that was my rishus, and now I'm in a different rishus. All right? All right. All right.
So that's, and then when you, is Zorek, now I'm all mixed up, an av or a tolda?
We said, again, we said that Zorek was a tolda. We said that Zorek in the beginning, from Zorek from rishus yachad, rishus rabim, rishus rabim,
was a tolda, and tolda. This avir was the av.
We had Hotsa and Hachnasa, right? Hotsa was the Av Malacha, and then Hachnasa is also a Tolda. Okay. All right, everybody good? Yosef, you're doing good tonight, looking really serious, but it's good to see you inside a building, it looks like. What's up? I can't hear anything you're saying, Yosef.
I said, so Hotsa, we learn from a pasuk.
That's correct.
And
Ruth, wait 1 minute. Let me hear Yosef. Go ahead, Yosef.
Public to private, we learn from it's a logic. Right?
Right. The Gemara says Svarahu. That's right.
Svarahu. Right? Okay. And throwing and walking public is from Moshe Messina.
Right. That's correct. All right.
I have a crazy question. What's if you have like a line, like a string, a clothesline between two windows, say it's within a 10 tefachim, and you pull the clothesline between the two apartment buildings across the Rishus HaRabim, are you doing like a Mashicha? Are you doing Zerika? What are you doing when you're
Not that there are clothes on the clothesline, you're just pulling the clothesline.
Yeah, so it goes in these circles at the end, and the line goes round and round.
Right.
Know? You're pulling the string through the Rishus HaRabim.
But right. I would think that you are, it sounds like you're doing a malacha. It does sound that way to me.
Right, it sounds like a malacha. I'm just trying to say, is there a difference if it stops? Suppose, like with the case with the throwing, it never stops in the Rishus HaRabim. But now suppose you had clothes in a clothesline.
Wait. Tell me the case again.
Now I'm going back to a case where you have clothing on the clothesline, and you're pulling it across.
I'm in the Rishus HaYachid, and where's the other end of this clothesline?
Other end of the Rishus HaYachid. Both, one in Rishus HaYachid, clothesline attached from two windows. Like across.
Wait. You mean the other end of the clothesline is in another Rishus HaYachid?
Yes. And the Rishus HaRabim in between.
And the Rishus HaRabim in between. Okay. Yes. Okay. It's the same thing as we had in the Mishnah, isn't it?
Is there a difference? Because if it stops, suppose you stop the clothing in the middle, is there a difference between stopping it in the middle or continuing going?
Well, stopping in the middle makes it worse.
Makes it worse, right?
Makes it worse. Now, again, you have the same Indian that it would have to be like, below 10 tefachim, we say.
Right. But stopping is worse.
Definitely. Worse. Okay, let me move on. Okay, now, Ruth, you wanted to say something?
I just wanted you to explain the concept of toldos.
Okay, so again, they have certain labors, malachot, were in the Mishkan. 39 malachot were in the Mishkan.
Right.
But while those are prohibited on a Torah level, there are other similar activities that are either similar by their action or similar in purpose that are also prohibited from the Torah. Like, for example, in the Mishkan, they would plant a seed in the ground. But watering the seed also causes the seed to grow. That's the same tachlis. That's a tolda. So I'm chayiv on a Torah level if I plant the seed, or if I water my grass, that's a tolda. So one's an av, one's a tolda. Okay? All right, let's go back in the Gemara. All right, now we're on the fifth wide line on Sadif Oven Bay. Is everybody with me? All right. Amrav Yudamar Shmuel, Mekoshesh, Mavir Arbam, Rishud Rabim Hava. So if you remember, there's an incident in Chumash with the Mekoshesh Eitzim. So the Torah says that they, Vayu B'nei Shel B'Midbar, them in the Midbar, Vayim Su'ish Mekoshesh Eitzim B'Yom HaShabbat. So I think it's in Parshas Emor, it mentions this. So they found a person who was Mekoshesh Eitzim. Now, the word Mekoshesh is an unusual word in Hebrew, and it's a machloket exactly what he was doing. So whatever he was doing, he did a Malacha Doraisa, and he got Skila. So let's see. So the Gemara says, all right, my phone's ringing. Just give me one second.
All phones should be on mute.
I'm vibrating, not mute.
All right. All right. Everybody with me? All right. So then, so he says, Mekoshesh Mavir Avram Rishud Rabbi Mahava. So the first opinion holds that he was transporting objects, Dalet Amot and Rishud Rabbim, carrying there. About Nitatan of the Brisa, we learn, Tolesh Hava. He was a person who was Tolesh. In other words, he pulled off maybe a branch off a tree. Rav Achab, Rav Yaakov Amar, Ma'amir Hava. He was gathering things and piling them up. Now, whatever he was doing with wood, right? So everything has to be with wood. Mekoshesh Eitzim. So either he's carrying wood in the Rishus Harabim, or he's Tolesh the Eitzim, or he's piling, gathering them in bundles. Let's look at Rashi on this. Eight lines from the bottom. Ma'amir, Tlushim Ufuzarin Hayu, Be'imran. They were separated. He gathered them together. Kida Amran, Haiman the Kanif Milcha Chayav Mishum Ma'amir. Like the Gemara said earlier, if a person gathers salt, he's chayav because of ma'amir. All right, so if we have a chance, I'll come back to this Rashi. So the Gemara says, Lamai Nafkamina. So what's the Nafkamina, what malacha he did? Either way, he did a malacha, and either way, he got executed. So what Nafkamina, what malacha it was? Lich the Rav. It has application for Rav. The Amar Rav, Rav says, Matzati Megil Starim Bei Rabbi Chia. Rav says, I found Megil Starim. So Bizman Chazal, before the time of Rebbe, so you weren't allowed to write down the Torah Shabbal Peh. But sometimes people would have notebooks where they heard Chidushei Torah, and they would write the Chidushim, and those notebooks would call Megillat Starim, like a hidden scroll. So Rav, who lives slightly after the time of Rebbe, roughly contemporaneously, says, Matzati Megillat Starim Bei Rebbe Chia. I found a Megillat Starim in Bei Rebbe Chia. So Bei Rebbe Chia, here he says, in the base medrash of Rabbi Chia, Bechatuba, and it said Bechatuba, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, that Isi ben Yehuda says, Avot Malachot Arbaim Chaser Achad, that there are 40 minus 1, 39 Avot Malachot, and skip the parentheses, Ve'inu Chayav Ela Achad, and you're only Chayav one. So the Gemara says, Achad for too low, only one, Vatnan, Avot Malachot Arbaim Chaser Achad. We learned in the Mishnah, there are, 39 malachot. Vavina, but we were osek in the Mishnah. Minyana lamali. We asked, why does the Tana give a number? Remember, we said, if I know today is Shabbos, and I forget, Choresh, Zoreya, Kotzer, Ma'amr, Dash, Zoreya, I forget every malacha. So Mamela, then I'm chayav a separate korban for each malacha that I did. So how can you say you're only chayav one? Well, we learned that you could be chayav up to 39 korbanot. So, Ema, Enu chayav alachat mehem. So, the way I should understand what he said is that there's one malacha that you're not chayav skila for. In other words, so he found the Megillat Starim, and Megillat Starim says there's one malacha that you're definitely not chayav skila for. So, Rav Yehuda, pshitale the hamav yer chayav. So Rav Yehuda, in other words, it's like Rav Yehuda felt with certainty that Ma'avir, you're definitely chayav for skila. Umanita pshitale de tolish chayav. And the Braisa holds that tolish is definitely chayav. But Rav Achabar Yaakov pshitale de ma'amir chayav. He's clear that ma'amir is chayav. Marsavar hamiyat lo masapka, marsavar hamiyat lo masapka. So even though he found Megillat Starim that there's one of the malacha that you're not chayav skila for, even if you would do it with Edom and Hasra'a, but the nafkamina is that each one of them holds that this malacha is not the one that's the exemption. This one you do get executed for. All right. Now, we're going to talk more about Slavchad. All right, we'll see. Let's do more Mekoshesh. Then any questions what we did? Everybody good?
Okay. Which one you're not chayav skila for?
So the Gemara does not tell us which one you're not chayav for. But the Gemara tells us that we know that these three... one is a Braisa and the other is a Merayim. They felt that this one is definitely Yuar Chayev. This one definitely Yuar Chayev. Now, the only thing I could say, if you could lower your camera a little bit, Yosef, I'd like to see the whole face. So the only thing you could say that the Gemara does mention that, remember, it says Lo Tavaru Eish B'chol Moshvotei. Right. So yes and no. So you see, in this case, Isi Ben Yehuda is Moda that you're Chayev 39 korbanot chatat, potentially. So we're looking for a candidate that you could be chayav a korban chatat, but you would not get skila if everything was bemazed. That's what we're looking for. Now, there is a machloket, like Michael was saying. It says, lo tavaru eish b'chol moshvoteichem b'yom ha-shabbat. So there's a question in the Gemara, why does the Torah teach me havara? So again, most of the Melachot are not written in the Chumash, right? Most are not. Some are written. So we saw Hotzah was written, but Hotzah was written, Tosfos says, because you missed it, I'm sorry, Yosef, because the Melacha grua, and that's why it was written. But so there's an opinion that says Havara is written, Lav Yatzad. In other words, that Havara is written, teach me that it's at most, I'm Chayav Malkot for Havara. So, but then I would not be Chayav Korban Chatat for Havara, according to that Tzad. So that's not the way this opinion is going. All right, so I don't know which one it is. Now let's see back in the Gemara. Now, and it doesn't have to be that everybody holds from that. Now, five lines to the bottom. So Tana Rabbanan, Mekoshesh Zet Slavchad. So we learn the Braisa, the Mekoshesh is Slavchad. So he says, V'chein hu omer, but now again, Slavchad is the fellow who had five daughters and he dies in the Midbar. And the daughters come and say, Avinu meit b'midbar. Our father died in the Midbar. He says, and this is Kiva Chetel meit. He died from his Avera. And V'huloya b'adat korach ano adim l'Hashem. He wasn't an adat korach, and we would like a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. That's what they come and say. That's what we know about Slavchad. So he says, Tan Rabbanan Mekoshesh Zet Slavchad. He says, V'chein omer, v'yu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, v'misu ish v'gomer. Says that they found somebody who was Mekoshesh Yisim, but they were in the Midbar. Is u'lahalan hu omer, avinu meit b'midbar. So he says, b'midbar, b'midbar. So I have Midbar in two psukim, and he has a Masorah, this is going to be Rabbi Akiva, has a Masorah as Gzer Shava. Ma'alahalan Slavchad Avkan Slavchad to Rabbi Akiva. So just like in one case, it's Mefurish talking about Slavchad, so too the other incidents talking about Slavchad. So Rabbi Akiva is identifying the Mekoshesh Eitzim as Slavchad. We have a name for him now. So Amarlo Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira said, Akiva benkach benkach ata atil ten adin. Whether you're right or wrong, you're going to have a din shemayim. Im kidvarecha, haTorah kisatova tamagala oto. If you're correct, the Torah hides his identity, and now you reveal his identity. So that's not good that you're revealing something which the Torah intends to keep quiet. We'll see. Okay, let's just hold off. Vim lav, and if you're not correct, tamosi laz loto tzadik, then you're defaming somebody. So back in the Gemara on top line on Tzadi Vav and Aleph, and we have a big daf tomorrow. The Ella Hagamar Gzeirah Shava, but the Gemara said, he says, how can you accuse this? Now that's the end of the dialogue. Now the Gemara is saying, how can you accuse him of divulging that which the Torah hides, but the Torah teaches Gzeirah Shava, so the Gzeirah Shava is meant to be learned. Vila Hagamar Gzeirah Shava, Gzeirah Shava Lo Gamar. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira did not have a Masorah for that Gzeirah Shava. So he said, you know, you're like, the Torah is trying to hide it. I don't hold from that because they were Shava. Elo mehecha hava. So if he's not, if Slavchad is not the Mekoshesh Eitzim, what was the Avera that Slavchad did? Because again, the daughters of Slavchad say, Avinu meit b'midbar, and it's b'hu lo yadabat korach anu l'shem, but he wasn't not a korach, ki v'cheto meit, he died from his sin. So if the sin of Slavchad was not the Mekoshesh Eitzim, which is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira says, what was his sin? He says, Mehecha hava, Ela mehecha hava, mi vayapilu. Vayapilu are the people that after the Meraglim, so Hashem says, you have to die here in the Midbar. Everybody's going to die here in the Midbar. Everybody who's from 20 over is going to die. So afterwards, so people got up, and vayapilu lo to Rosh Ahar. They acted defiantly, he translates it. And they go up to the top of the mountain. And they say, we're going to go to Eretz Israel. And then the Kanani and the Amaleki attack them, and they get defeated. So let's see back in the Gemara. So he was one of those Mampilim. Kiyotze Badabar, similarly we see, Ataumer, and this is this week's Parsha Shavua Bahalokha. It says, Vayichar af Hashem bam Bayelach, that Miriam says Lashon Hara to Aaron about Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam says, who does this Moshe Rabbeinu think he is? We're also Nevi'im. He separated himself from his wife. Some say he divorced his wife. But we're Nevi'im. We're not divorced from our spouses. So who does he think he is? We're Nevi'im and he's a Navi. So then Hashem says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is totally different. His Nevuah is like, you know, he sees me directly. You're like B'mareh. Other Nevi'im see me in a vision. Actually, there's a friend of mine, Rabbi Yonathan Drori, is going to give a shiur on this tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. All right, let's see back. So he says, "Vaycharaf Hashem bam vayelach." So it says Hashem was angry at them. Who's them? Them is Aaron and Miriam. So it teaches us that not just Miriam got Sarat, but Aaron also got Sarat. He says, that's according to Rabbi Akiva. Amlo Rabbi Yehuda b'Matera. So Rabbi Yehuda b'Matera said to him, Akiva, ben kach uvein kach ata ati l'tenet adin. He says, listen, either way, it's a similar like dialogue. You're going to be in trouble. He says, im kidvarecha ha-Torah kisato v'tamagale oto. If you're correct, the Torah hides it and you're revealing it. And the Torah, he says, v'im lav, otherwise, tamotzi laz l'oto tzadik. Otherwise, you're defaming Aaron. Biela haktiv bam. So he says, so but doesn't it say bam by Harshem bam? What the Torah's not hiding? It says Hashem was angry at both of them. Bam. So what do you mean that the Torah hit it up? Hit it. So he says, Hahu benazifa ba'alma. That's just saying that it's referring to, he says, censure, like rebuking. In other words, he wasn't happy with his conduct, but he didn't give him saras. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda ben Matir says. So the Gemara says, I just want to do a few more lines and I'll call it a night. Okay, the second wide line. Tani kamanda amar af aron itzara. We learn a brisa that says that Aaron himself also got sarad. He says, Dechtiv, it says, Vayifen Aaron el Miriam, we name it sarad. That Aaron turned to Miriam and she had sarad. Tana teaches in brisa, Shepanami tsarato. He turned from his saras, meaning his saras left him, that he was cured earlier than Miriam. He was cured earlier than Miriam. So that seems to you know, support Rabbi Akiva, that indeed Aaron did get saras. And sometimes people ask, how come only Miriam got saras? How about Aaron? So according to Rabbi Akiva, Aaron also got saras. Okay, so, and that's the piece with that. All right, now let me just do a short, now tomorrow's a long daf. Let me just do a short piece here, a very short piece. I'll make it really even shorter. Oh, you know, let me leave it. All right, I think I'm going to call it a night. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did? All right, so let me stop the recording.
How is Shem?